discussed now between the Democrat and Republican leaders of Ways and Means and Finance, and when they reach an agreement, it will be brought up in the, it's kind of like a pre-conference. In other words, instead of passing two separate bills, see what you can work out ahead of time. That's what they're trying to do. Then it'll have to pass both houses. And I think if they reach an agreement, it's going to be for 2014 and 2015. And to answer your question about if it's only 2014, it's bad for the economy. And it's already bad for the economy in the sense that we've gone 11 months now with the uncertainty of what's going to be the provisions. And it's bad for wind and biofuels, the two you mentioned, but it's also bad for John Deere's and John Deere workers, because the expensing of depreciation at $500,000 has not been passed, and people aren't buying combines, and John Deere's laying off people. So it's bad not just for those two. It's bad across the economy. There's a reason to do it yet this month, and we, of course, we don't take up again until December 1st. But IRS needs to know by the end of November what the tax laws are, so they can print forms and people can file their income tax on time. Now, the fact that we put this off till December is going to delay people filing. So you know the that's a necessity for getting it done. Will it get done? I sure hope so. And I'm going to push that it get done. With a renewal of the 53 that are in the bill that came out of Senate Finance Committee. Negotiations are going on between Ways and Means and Finance right now, both Republican and Democrat, to put together a bill that won't that'll pass both houses the same way. So that's going to happen week of December 1st or the week of December the 8th. Some people say the House is going to adjourn on December the 11th. Well, it has to be done before then. I'm kind of suspicious. I think we'll be in until December the 18th. But it brings it up really to the edge where hopefully things happen. If it isn't, it's going to continue to be bad for the economy. On certain tax policies, not good for the economy.
Could you shed some light on the behind-the-scenes negotiations as to why we might not see a longer-term extension? For example, is it because Paul Ryan, when he takes over as chair of Ways and Means, wants to do a more comprehensive rewrite of tax reform, or is it because of the need for an offset that doesn't seem to be emerging, or what are the barriers to have a longer-term extension?
The last point you gave, offset, what can you fit into what you can offset? And it falls into the category of about $35 to $40 million, $1 billion a year, and that's kind of the thing that limits it to the two-year period of time. Now, there is a Republican point of view here that could prevail, that if Democrats would accept it, it would make it a lot easier, but it still wouldn't be more than a two-year bill under any circumstances. But that would be, Republicans take the view if you extend existing tax law, like if it had been made permanent in the first place, you wouldn't even be debating this. You don't need offsets. And that's what I prefer. And if the Democrats would agree to that, then that'd make it very simple. And maybe that would be an outcome as well. But right now, I can't tell you where they are in the negotiations.